Like to call the City of Pataskala Agricultural Committee meeting to order. Roll call.
Barstow.
Here.
Here.
Fox.
Present. Okay, let's go ahead and do Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. Barstow.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is the Ag District application for Summit Road on Summit Road. Scott, do you have an overview for us on that?
I do. The property is currently enrolled in CAUB. It is zoned rural residential, as are all surrounding properties except that to the south, which is zoned R87. The future land use map designates the property for rural residential. The northeast and south are designated for agricultural low density residential. To the west, medium density residential. Staff has no objections to this application.
Does anybody have any questions on any of that? And they are in the Conservation District, CAUV, already? It is. Okay. Can we have a motion to recommend to council? The acceptance of the application?
Yeah.
So move, or Mr. Lee?
Need a second.
I'll second it. Roll call.
Fox.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Barstow.
Yes.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is a review of the discharge and non-discharge map in the City of Pataskala. We have, there's been a few things since Scott has gotten here. This is one of the things he's really been working on. And I know there were some areas, Scott, that you guys found that seemed to not be, that shouldn't be marked as non-discharge. I believe there's one additional area, which is a area that is, it's underlying zoning, I think, is agriculture, but it's presently agriculture, but it's a vacant lot across the street from me. Never in my 30 years here has it ever been put in a non-discharge zone.
We discussed this in
right.
The past, and from all the discharge maps that I saw, it was always in the
Was it? Okay. I mean, it's pretty irrelevant. It's not an area I think you can hunt anyway, but we probably don't need to do anything with that at all. Some of the areas that did change, and there's one up here on Cable Road, or not on Cable, but on Mink Street, that is definitely not in, but it's marked here that it is in the non-discharge area, and that is Mr. Melvin Heights' property. And it's in the green area, and I know for a fact that it is not not in the non-discharge area. So what we typically do is we go back and just look at the previous maps. Is that?
From my understanding is when we make an amendment discharge mm-hmm. map, that city council adopts the map, so that map then becomes official. So if something was removed in error or changed from discharge to non-discharge, we would have to amend the map again. We couldn't just mm-hmm. shade it in a different color. And I would recommend that if Mr. Heights feels that it should be in or should not be in, that he can provide a letter the Planning and Zoning Department stating which zones you prefer to be in, mm-hmm. and then we can move forward with that.
Okay, well, first let me explain to you that the discharge and the non-discharge map were never a choice of a landowner. Basically, it's either a developed piece of property in the city or it's a non-developed piece of property in the city, and that's what dictates whether it goes into a discharge or non-discharge zone. We had quite a bit of discussion where a previous employee thought that it was the choice of the landowner, and we spent a lot of time on that. an awful lot of time on that, and that is not the case. There were some in a previous map that we had north of the Angevine Farm. There were a few lots in there, and now they've been removed.
That it might have been done in error, but every time that the map is updated, that becomes the official map. So in order to change it, we couldn't just shade it in. We'd have to go through the process of updating it officially with a resolution.
Okay. Well, I think we probably need to make any changes that we know of. And I've got the maps, a copy of all the maps, and I know that the two lots just north of Angevine were not in it, and the most recent one that I saw that we got showed it in it, but this one doesn't have it in it now.
Okay.
So I'll just take that and get with Scott or BJ with that and point that out, and then we'll look at it again in the future. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that's the best approach, is just take a look at these and see when they were adopted and then get it all together and bring it to council with a new map for adoption, and then it becomes the official map from that point moving forward.
Okay. I mean, I will say that other than the very beginning, there was always a purpose stated in the ordinance when we changed the map. In other words, we won't change this map if this map is right. But if we decide that we're going to take 100 acres on Mink Street and they're going to build a housing development in it, you're going to see the city act and remove that from the discharge map. So there was always an action that made us do something. So every change that ever happened should be on here. I think there were a few that aren't. But I wanted to bring that to the Agricultural Committee's information on it. And I'll work with Scott. We'll bring it back to our next Ag Committee that we have and take a look at it. I most assume that Mr. Height, who definitely has people hunting on his property, because when the Angevine Farm was in here, they were in here, and they stated they had permission to hunt on the property. And Mr. Height believes it is there. But again, I don't want to get into a letter from a resident and make it a big mess again, if we can look back on it and just find out where the mistake occurred. Okay, is there anything else?
Which was the second piece? You said, I'm thinking Angevine off of 310, or is there another piece of Angevine property?
I may be pronouncing her name wrong. Mr. Mayor, do you know what it was?
You mean the lady that sold the property to the school?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Forrest.
Evangeline Forrest.
Angeline Forrest.
I'm thinking the Angevine Farm on
310. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's just north of the new property at Cable and Summit.
So it's basically that green block that on Cable that doesn't look like it has anything other than just
right.
One
that
parcel
that
of land.
That is in fact out, because that's in the school district's hands now. But just north of that, there were a few spots that were showing they were in there.
Okay.
And then just to the west of that, where you see the one single spot in the center there, that one right below there is where Mr. Height lives.
Okay.
It's 35 acres, I believe.
Okay.
And he farms it.
All right.
So theoretically, there would never have been any reason to ever take that section out. The rest are all subdivisions or school around there.
Gotcha.
Is it 50 acres? Okay. I stand corrected. It's 50 acres. So, do we have any other questions about that? Anything else to bring up for the Ag Committee? Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Roll call?
Fox?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Barza?
Yes.
Oh, so we got a break.
Hey, folks, don't get too.